He looked around thoughtfully and then walked a little farther into the lot. Near the middle, lying on the ground and half buried in a lush growth of spring weeds, was another sign. Jake knelt beside it, pulled it upright, and brushed the dirt away. The letters were faded, but he could still make them out. Tom and Jerry's Artistic Deli, party platters are specialty. And below it, spray-painted in that same red fading to pink, was this puzzling sentence. He holds us all within his mind. This is the place, Jake thought. Oh, yes. He let the sign fall back, stood up, and walked deeper into the lot, moving slowly, looking at everything. As he moved, that sensation of power grew. Everything he saw, the weeds, the broken glass, the clumps of bricks, seemed to stand forth with a kind of exclamatory force. Even the potato chip bag seemed beautiful, and the sun had turned a discarded beer bottle into a cylinder of brown fire. Jake was very aware of his own breathing and of the sunlight falling upon everything like a weight of gold. He suddenly understood that he was standing on the edge of a great mystery, and he felt a shudder, half terror and half wonder, work through him. It's all here. Everything is still here. The weeds brushed at his pants, burdock stuck to his socks. The breeze blew a ringding wrapper in front of him. The sun reflected off it, and for a moment the wrapper was filled with a beautiful, terrible inner glow. Everything is still here, he repeated to himself, unaware that his face was filling with its own inner glow. Everything. He was hearing a sound. Had been hearing it ever since he entered the lot, in fact. It was a wonderful, high humming, inexpressibly lonely and inexpressibly lovely. It might have been the sound of a high wind on a deserted plain, except it was alive. It was, he thought, the sound of a thousand voices singing some great open chord. He looked down and realized there were faces in the tangled weeds and low bushes and heaps of bricks. Faces! What are you? Jake whispered. Who are you? There was no answer, but he seemed to hear beneath the choir the sound of hoofbeats on the dusty earth and gunfire and angels calling hosannas from the shadows. The faces in the wreckage seemed to turn as he passed. They seemed to follow his progress, but no evil intent did they bear. He could see 46th Street and the edge of the UN building on the other side of First Avenue, but the buildings did not matter. New York did not matter. It had become as pale as window glass. The humming grew. Now it was not a thousand voices, but a million, an open funnel of voices rising from the deepest well of the universe. He caught names in that group voice, but could not have said what they were. One might have been Martin. One might have been Cuthbert. Another might have been Roland. Roland of Gilead. There were names. There was a babble of conversation that might have been 10,000 entwined stories, but above all was that gorgeous, swelling hum, a vibration that wanted to fill his head with bright, white light. It was, Jake realized with a joy so overwhelming that it threatened to burst him to pieces, the voice of yes, the voice of white, the voice of always. It was a great chorus of affirmation, and it sang in the empty lot. It sang for him. Then, lying in a cluster of scrubby burdock plants, Jake saw the key. And beyond that, the rose.